朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
有人问说
，Some would ask，
为什么三次
？Why three times？
哦，我懂了。
Now I understand。
哦，原来彼得三次不认主。
Because Peter has denied Jesus three times.
祭过三次，现在要祭功三次，将功赎罪，三比三把它抵消掉了。
So three and three will cancel each other. Three flaws and three successes.
我越想越不对。
The more I think about it, more I don't agree with that.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，不然你同不同意我？
I don't know whether you agree with me or not.
我们的主绝对不是那么小气的一位主，你懂我的意思吗？
Yeah, I think our Jesus has a much broader heart.
他不是那么斤斤计较的主。
He wouldn't count all these nitty-gritty details.
所以我想，不是因为你三次不认主，所以我现在不甘心这三次问你来将功赎罪。
It goes beyond that the whether Peter has denied Jesus three times.
所有的罪要被赎，绝对不是用这种方法，都是经过耶稣基督的宝血。
To redeem any sins of anybody is by the blood of Jesus Christ.
一而再，再而三，主耶稣要彼得留下深刻的印象。
The repeated question is to be able to give Peter a very deep impression.
而且我们看见上帝。在圣经里面每一次向人发出问题的时候都是那个人后来带来一个很大的一个转变的时候
Every time as described in the Bible whenever God questions a person the person will bring about a tremendous change to that individual
我想我们在这里有一个例子哈，在创世纪
There is an example from the book of Genesis
天起了凉风
And the wind is.
那么，耶和华神到了这个伊甸园。
So God entered the Garden of Eden.
就在找这个亚当夏娃，记得吗
？Looking for Adam and Eve.
他们犯罪。
After they sinned,
被逆神
，they rebelled against God.
然后他们发现自己吃了不应该吃的东西。
They realized they ate something that God had told them not to.
然后他们就发现自己赤身露体。
They found themselves to be totally naked.
就躲起来了。
So they hid themselves.
然后神对他说
Then God told them,
你在哪里
Where are you?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
请记得
Please remember,
这是上帝向亚当发出的问题，也是上帝向人类发出的第一个问题。
That was the question from God to Adam, and was also a question of God to all of us.
你在哪里
Where are you?
什么叫做问题
What is a question?
没有答案，所以要想知道答案。
When you don't have an answer, you want to find an answer, therefore.
请问上帝的定义是什么？
What's the definition of God?
无所不知，无所不在，无所不能。
Omnipotent, omniscience, and everywhere.
在这里我们
omnipresence.
在这里我们看到我们的神是一个无所不知的神，不是吗？
So,We see that our God and He knows everything.
那么既然他知道，那为什么明知故问？他明明看到亚当躲在那里。
He knows. Why did he ask?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
神知道亚当在哪里。
God knows where he was.
亚当自己不知道在哪里。
But Adam didn't know where he was.
我就想到
，That remind me.
1949年
1949.
我们全家从上海搬到台湾。
My whole family moved from Shanghai to Taiwan.
所以我在小时候在上海是讲广东话五个讲上海话的。
So when in Shanghai was speaking Shanghainese.
刚才有早海你吧，去说好吧。
哎，
哇，娇贵哈，小气哈，好，
oh, good.
好多上海人。我记得那个时候我在上海的时候。
So when I was in Shanghai,
常常在电线杆上。
Very often in front of a telephone pole.
会有很多张贴。
There are many posters posted on the pole.
那个张贴啊，我印象好深哈，叫寻人启事。
I remember those posters very clearly. It says seeking for someone. looking for someone.
就有人不见了，他要去找人，就寻人启事就写了寻人启事，然后就描写那他要找的是什么样的人。
So someone they wanted to meet, but is missing. So he described the person he's looking and put on the post.
我记得那寻人启事的人字哈，不是正写的，是反写的。
So the person seeking for someone, the person
in the Chinese
character is written upside down.
那一直不懂为什么寻人启事那个人是反过来写的。
Often puzzles me why would it be written backwards.
一直读到这个创世纪三章九节的时候，我懂了。
Until I read the Genesis 3:9, and I realized.
一个人当他失去了他原来的身份和地位的时候，就是一个被寻找的对象。
When a person has lost his original personality and position, he is the one to be sought by someone else.
所以我们在这里看见，当上帝向人类发出第一个问题的时候。
So the very first question God has presented, has asked human.
当我们回答他的问题的时候。
When we ask, when we answer his question.
我们人类就有一个很大很大的一个改变。
Then the person would change enormously.
因为时间的关系，我们下面那个以赛亚书我们就不看。
Because of time, we're going to skip forward.
在这三句话里面
，in these three description, questions, or scriptures.
昨天下午，我们从这个圣地亚哥来的我们的亲爱的弟兄
，and my dear brother from
San Diego.
San Diego.
那昨天他在这里特别在做见证的时候讲了一句话。
During his testimony, he said one thing.
他说有一批人在那里祷告的时候就讲到说主啊我爱你。
So when someone there are praying, they say, hey, God, we love you.
那么他就特别跟我们分享主就对他们说或者对他说你不要说这句话。
Then he said, God has told him or the group of people, don't say that.
把这句话拿掉。
Remove this.
我坐在那里不太懂。
I couldn't understand what he mean by that.
后来等我想到这三节圣经的时候
Then when I came to these three verses,
我突然懂了
Suddenly, I realized.
为什么呢？因为在这三节的圣经里面
Because in these three verses,
表面上看
On the surface,
是彼得对主的爱
It is the love from Peter to our Lord.
但是约翰在写约翰福音二十一章的时候
But then when John was writing the chapter 21,
他记载这三节圣经
He wrote down these three verses.
等到他在比较年纪大一点的时候
When he became more advanced in age,
写了约翰一书二书三书的时候
After he wrote the book 1 and 2 and 3 of John,
特别的约翰一书他说神是爱
Especially in John 1st, he said, God is love.
不只是这样，后来他说神先爱。
God loved us first.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
不是我们爱神。
It is not that we love God.
是神先爱我们。
It is because God has loved us first.
如果今天我们说我们爱神的话
If we today only say we love God,
事实上是对他的爱的一个回应。
It is only because our love is to respond to his love to us.
如果是我先爱的话
If I love first,
我这个爱会变成一个功德
then this love becomes a deed in my life.
会变成一个 merit, 会变成一个功德
becomes a merit or a deed.
很多时候我们在上帝的面前
very often in front of our God,
碰到一些很爱主的人
We meet someone, they love the Lord.
我们佩服他
We admired him.
但是我们敬而远之
But we stay away from that person.
因为他的爱主
Because his love of our Lord.
给我一种气焰让我们不敢亲近他
And it was so overwhelming or so arrogant and made us not willing to stay close to him.
我们看主耶稣不是这样
We see that Jesus is different.
很多人说主耶稣很潇洒你知道吗
Some would say, Jesus is very handsome.
但是如果我们读诗这个以赛亚书五十三章的时候
But yet, when we read, Isaiah chapter 53,
我们看到说他没有家禽美容
We see he doesn't have a pretty appearance.
他好像根出于干地
He's like a root comes out of very dry land.
我相信按照容貌来讲
I deeply believe, according to your physical appearances,
主耶稣一定没有用容貌来吸引人的那种的容貌。
Jesus never attract people because he's looking handsome.
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
But dear brothers and sisters,
但是不管他的容貌怎么样，
regardless of his physical appearance,
但是他非常非常的吸引他周遭的人。
But he has tremendous attraction to the people around him.
一个爱主的人。
A person who loves God.
一个被主爱的人。
The person who is loved by God.
会像许许多的弟兄姊妹，很多的人能够羡慕他。
So it's like many of the brothers and sisters, people would admire.
不只是基督徒羡慕他，喜欢亲近他。
Christians wanted to be close to him.
很多非基督徒也愿意亲近一个真正爱主的基督徒。
A seeker will also wanted to come close to the person who truly loves our God. Because in such persons,
真的看到那个主耶稣基督的形象。
They can see the image of Jesus.
所以这三节圣经。
These three verses.
不是讲到彼得对耶稣的爱。
It is not talking about Peter's love to Jesus.
是讲到耶稣对彼得的爱。
But talk about the love from Jesus to Peter.
第一个爱在这里是讲到个别关心的爱。
The first love here is an individual or personalized love.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你看第十五节怎么说？
Let's look at the verse 15.
他们吃完了饭。
When they have finished eating.
哇，我看了以后很感动。
I was deeply moved.
吃饭重要吗？
Is eating important?
我们说吃饭不是那么重要，爱主比较更重要。
We said, well, eating is not important. Loving the Lord is more important.
主耶稣那天先等他们吃完饭，才跟他们讲属灵的事情。
It is after they have eaten their breakfast that Jesus talked to them about the spiritual
thing. 我今天没有时间讲这，我觉得今天有很多人很奇怪的属灵观。
And some will have a very strange views about spiritualism.
因为圣经里面告诉我们说，这些人在批评施洗约翰的时候。
So, the scripture described when people criticized John the Baptist.
在马太福音第十一章。
Matthew 11,
他们说施洗约翰是不吃不喝。
They described John the Baptist as a person who doesn't eat, doesn't drink.
然后批评耶稣的时候。
Then criticize Jesus, 又吃又喝。
说耶稣是又吃又喝。
And Jesus both eat and drink.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，如果把这两个人摆在我们面前。
If we present these two in front of us.
我们一定比较羡慕施洗约翰，对不对？因为他比较属灵。
Do we think John the Baptist is more spiritual?
所以我在这里不跟大家讲这件事情，不过我就顺便提一下，主耶稣等到他们吃完了，后面的问题很重要，吃早饭有什么重要呢？
So, Jesus waited until they finished eating their breakfast. That is important, isn't it?
耶稣对西门彼得说。
Then Jesus spoke to Peter.
他们吃完早饭。
After they have finished eating.
耶稣对西门彼得说。
Then Jesus told Peter, ask Peter.
主耶稣的爱是个别关心的爱。
Lord Jesus' love is to care for you individually.
什么叫孤单？
What is loneliness?
我们小时候，我想孩子们都读过 Robinson Crusoe 的故事。魔冰神漂流记的故事。
Yeah, you some younger people.
我们也读过了，我们也读过。
And us as well. We read about the Robin and Crusoe.
今天我们讲孤单。
Today, when we talk about being lonely,
不是罗宾逊漂流记那种孤单。
It is not a person alone on an island.
一直等到有一天一个人出现了，他就不孤单了。那个人的名字叫做 Friday， 叫礼拜五。
Until one day, people start to appear, and he's no longer lonely, and that person is called Friday.
你们这些故事都忘记了。你们这些故事都忘记了。
我也忘了。
今天我们讲的孤单，这是一种孤单，没有错。
Yes, we talk about being lonely today.
今天更大的孤单是什么呢？
But even worse than that is,
弟兄姊妹，人越多的地方，我们越孤单。你明白我的意思吗？
The more there are people around, the more lonely you might feel.
今天我们看到许许多多人。
We see many, many people.
但是我们却发现在许多人的当中有一些非常孤单的灵魂。
In the crowd, you can see very lonely soul.
不要忘记西门彼得那个时候他心里面是非常非常的孤单，自我形象是非常非常的低落。
Don't forget, at that moment, Peter was very lonely and his self-image is very low.
主耶稣知道。
Jesus knows.
主耶稣对他特别告诉他。
So Jesus specifically said to him,
我有两个儿子。
I have two sons.
很多人问我。
Many ask me,
你喜欢老大还是喜欢老二？
Which one do you like better?
我告诉你，最标准的答案。
The standard answer.
50-50
is equally
完全一点不偏心。
There's no bias.
我告诉你，哪有这种事情
？I'll tell you, there's no such thing.
你如果要我讲很这个标准的答案 ，50-50
Yeah, a standard answer would be 50-50.
很多的都是很假的。
But many are lying.
我告诉你 ，40-60 有的时候 30-70
40-60-70-30-70 which one?
我比较喜欢我老二。
I like Chris better.
你知道为什么吗
？Why?
因为老大像妈妈。
Shame on you.
因为老大像妈妈。
Because Kenneth is more like his mother.
老二像我。
Chris is more like me.
这是很自然的一种人的爱的一种表达，不是吗？
It's not a very good attitude, but but it's a very natural way for people to express their feelings.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，亲爱的朋友们
，Dear brothers and sisters and friends,
我不知道中间有没有些慕道的朋友。
I don't know if there are seekers among us.
上帝对我们的爱
，the love from God.
如果约翰福音三章十六节。
If John 3:16,
上帝对世人的爱是一样的。
God loved the world so all equally well.
是完整的爱。
It's a complete love.
不是像人的爱。
It's not like humans or persons.
我刚才讲的是我真的心里面的话。
It is from the bottom of my heart.
这是人的一个弱点。
It is our weaknesses.
是我今天对我两个儿子是有偏心。
Yes, I am biased toward my two sons.
但是我们的神不是这样。
But our God is different.
我们的天父不是这样。
Our Heavenly Father is different.
特别是当我们非常孤单的时候。
Especially when we feel lonely.
他会特别在我们的中间。
He was especially to be among us.
告诉我们，告诉你，告诉我，
To tell me, tell you.
后面我就不提了，因为彼得有非常非常亲身的一个经验
，because Peter has a very personalized experience.
因为在马可福音耶稣复活的时候
，in Mark, after Jesus has resurrected,
天使告诉这些妇女去告诉门徒耶稣复活了。
Angel appeared to the woman to tell the apostles that Jesus has resurrected.
但是在第七节
，but on verse 7。
去告诉他的门徒和彼得
To tell his disciples and Peter.
马太没有讲
Matthew didn't say that.
路加没有讲
Luke didn't say that.
约翰没有讲
John didn't say that.
马可福音记载了和彼得
Mark described it.
And Peter.
和彼得
为什么
Why?
亲爱的弟兄为什么
Why?
因为马可福音是彼得口述马可写下来的
Because Mark is, the Gospel according to Mark is a memoir of Peter.
彼得永远不会忘记那天天使说的话里面不能漏掉和彼得这几个字。
He will never forget Angel has said and Peter.
第二
The second.
坚定不移的爱
A steadfast love.
三次 Three times.
Three times,
耶稣问彼得
Jesus asked Peter,
没有叫彼得
He didn't say Peter,
约翰的儿子西门
The son of John, Simon.
耶稣这个彼得名字是耶稣给他的
The name Peter was given to him by Jesus.
因为在约翰福音一章四十二节。
In John 1:42,
彼得第一次见到耶稣的时候。
When Peter first met Jesus,
他的名字叫西门。
His name was Simon.
耶稣说你从今天以后要改名字叫 Peter。
Jesus says, from today on, your name will be changed to Peter.
我想彼得那天一定很困扰。
And I think that day, Peter was probably confused.
彼得不是你给我的名字吗？
Isn't that Peter, my name is given by you?
为什么今天你问我不叫我彼得叫约翰的儿子西门？
Why do you today call me Simon, the son of John?
弟兄姊妹，这三节圣经我们熟得不得了。
And we're so familiar with these three verses.
当主耶稣称他为西门的时候，
When Jesus called him Simon,
马上让彼得回想到三年半之前。
Instantly, we remind Peter about 3.5 years ago.
他是怎么样从西门变成彼得的？
How he was transformed from Simon to Peter.
耶稣叫他名字叫西门。
Jesus called his name Simon.
叫他不要忘记。
Do not forget.
上帝的爱，主的爱。
God's and the Lord's love.
我三年半没有改变。
I have not changed for 3.5 years.
你改变。
But you have.
但是我爱你。
I still love you.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
上帝知道我们在他面前的真实的光景。
God knows the true us, truth of us in his sight. The last.
既往不咎的爱。
A forgiving love.
如果你是彼得，我是彼得。
If you and I were Peter,
我们哪里可以承担这样的一个托付？喂养小羊，牧养羊，喂养羊。
How can we be entrusted or feel to carry a baton like to feed your lamb, love your sheep and feed your sheep?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
主耶稣的爱是既往不咎的爱。
God's love is a forgiving love。
有一次我在 Toronto 讲道。
Once I was preaching in Toronto,
一个布道会
in an evangelistic meeting.
后来呼召的时候，很多人到前面来。
And when I was doing the pulpit call, many came forward.
里面有一个老太太。
There was an old lady.
到前面来。
She came forward.
我一看，我好感动。
I was deeply moved by her.
她是我妹妹的婆婆，就是我妹夫的妈妈。
She's the mother of my mother-in-law, my sister.
Right.
When she approached the pulpit,
我看到我的妹妹在那里掉眼泪，心里很受感动。
I see that my sister had tears come out of her eyes.
所以那天回家的时候
，That day on the way home,
我妹妹开车
，My sister was driving.
我坐在她旁边
，I sat next to her.
他就告诉我，他说：“哥哥，我为我的婆婆祷告了很多年。”
She said, "I have prayed for my mother-in-law for many years."
今天她信主了。
Today she becomes a believer.
不过你今天晚上讲道的时候
，But tonight when you preached,
你讲一件事情，做一个见证。
You gave a testimony.
不太诚实。
It's not very faith. Not
把我吓一跳。
Not very.
It's not honest.
It's not very honest.
你讲的不是实话。我说我讲哪一句话
？And I ask her which one? What is it?
你说你在讲到你分享的时候
，And she said when you shared.
你说我在还没有信主之前，我在还没有信主之前。
So when before I became a Christian.
我的脾气很坏。
And I had a very bad temperament.
我三个姐姐，两个妹妹。
Of three sisters, three older sisters and two younger sisters.
所以你知道我是家里面唯一的儿子，就爸爸妈妈的儿子。
I was the only son.
所以你想想看，这样一个男孩在家里会乖吗？
You think as a boy in the family like that would behave well?
所以呢，那个时候我的脾气是非常非常不好。
Yeah, I had a very bad temper.
你知道我信了耶稣以后，我的生命改变，实在是上帝做的，是个神迹奇事。
It's God's miracle to change my life.
发脾气回到家
And when I come home, I would just throw up.
我就把脾气就发在两个妹妹的身上。
And I would shed my temper, my angry to my two sisters.
我一回到家，两个妹妹就跑回他们的房间去了。
When I got home, my younger sister would run to their rooms.
因为我在外面不敢把脾气发在外面，就把脾气发在家里面。
Because I wouldn't dare to be angered outside of the house, therefore I just let it go inside my house.
我现在想想，我说真是很丢脸。
I think that was really bad.
今天有很多的人在外面受了气，说不敢在外面发气，通通发在家里面，对着妻子，对着儿女，甚至对自己家的狗和猫在那里发脾气。
Many would let go of their anger to their wives, to the children, even dogs and cats.
所以他们就跑到房间。
So they run away.
他说：“哥哥，哪有这种事情？”
She said, "No, I don't think it was like that.
I don't remember."他说没有这种事情。
She said, no, it was not like that.
我心里面非常非常的感动。
I was touched by her.
她不只是原谅了我。
Not only she forgives me.
她也忘记了我在她身上所做的这些不好的事情。
She has forgotten my mistreatment to her.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
主对我们就是这样。
This is the love from God.
他原谅，他也忘记。
He forgives and he forgets.
最后
，finally，
我把这三句话再次摆在我们每个人的面前。
So I want to present these three, to you once again.
不要忘记，前面这一排的人有一天要把棒要交给后面这边。
Don't forget, many of you were handed the baton over to the younger generation.
在十周年的时候
，in this 10 years anniversary,
让我们在主的面前真是能够带着一个向后看，然后向前看的一个。
So we can look back and also have the vision of looking forward.
求主恩待我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
低头祷告。
Let us pray.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你。
Jesus, we want to thank you.
谢谢你。单独对我们的爱。
We thank you for you have loved each one of us individually.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你。
Jesus, we want to thank you.
你让我们想到你的爱是永远没有改变。
We understand that your love is never changing.
我们带着一个非常严肃的心，主啊，我们感谢你。
With a very serious heart.We come to give you our thanks.
你还继续的把托付放在我们的身上。
You still has given us your trust.
让我们凭着信心。
Through the faith.
同心。
With the unity in heart.
勇敢。
Be courageously.
向前走。
To move forward.
你听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
朋友。你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，很高兴你的收听，也盼望你的来信。如果你还没有相信主耶稣，请到活在耶稣里施工网站的首页，点击永生之道，理解耶稣真理，今天就相信主耶稣，从而享受主内新生命的永生祝福。